Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Again, all attention still fixated on the equities markets as we do see red across the board with some financial stocks seeing 5% going on 6% declines in intraday trading. Let's head over to Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, who's got the breakdown of all of the market action again as the losses from this morning really spill over.
Yes, they are, Brian. And let's take a look at the S&P 500. You can see everything in the red now, down more than 1%. Russell 2000 down the most, down nearly 1.9%. Here is a year-to-date view of the S&P 500. I've been showing this chart since the beginning of February. And we got another sell-off right where markets would have expected it at the very lowest ideal point. So this is just saying the short sellers, the bears, are still firmly in control of this market. Now, we haven't broken down below Friday's low meaningfully just yet, but we do have this low to contend with. And if we keep reacting negatively to those price headlines, price is probably going to take another leg lower. Nevertheless, a lot of people on Wall Street, analyst notes, kind of debating, is it time to buy the dip? Is it the all clear? And I'm getting conflicting reports on both sides there. So not any kind of consensus emerging on Wall Street. Energy, the only sector in the green, up 0.6%. WTI holding firmly over $100 per barrel. And Brent, I believe, hit 105, 106. It's just incredible, the price moves. To the downside, financials taking it on the chin here the most, down 3.5%. That's a really big move for this group. The biggest move, I believe, to the downside in months, if not a year. Materials also flagging down more than 2%, and industrials and tech behind. Those round out the underperformers. Now, I want to take a look at the VIX, the fear index, because there is an elevated amount of fear in the market. Once again, we see it steadily marching higher here. All these sell-offs, or I guess you wouldn't call it a sell-off, but all these downdrafts here being met at that support line. Also want to take a look at what's happening in the bond market, and that really informs what's happening with the financials and the hits that those stocks are taking. These are just some huge moves we're looking at right here in terms of the five-year. That's down to 1.58%. Haven't seen this level since late January. 10-year T-note, pretty similar story, and actually the lowest since we've seen in probably this year or close to the beginning of January. 30-year, that is down 6 basis points, so the yield curve flattening once again. Now, here's the U.S. dollar index. This is surging, possibly based on a potentially more hawkish Fed. Kind of difficult to read all these price movements and interpret exactly what they mean in terms of all these dynamics we have going on, not only the Fed, but also Ukraine and earnings. Thank goodness some of those are rolling off as well. I want to take a look at the NASDAQ 100 heat map. We see a lot of red, just a little bit of dark red, so it's not a disaster just yet. You can see the mega caps, which theoretically should benefit from a flight into them due to those lowering of yields, really not taking much of an advantage here. NVIDIA down 3.5%, chip stocks flagging a little bit, and not a whole lot of green except for that energy space that we've been looking at.
Yeah, one interpretation that lower bond yields means that maybe markets are doubting the ability of the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, which would have otherwise been good for the banks. Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, thanks so much.